Just click on that. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to this presentation. First, I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, Peter Hoke, Gilbert G, and David Takeuchi. And I have nothing to disclose. Okay. Firstly, just a little background. Prior research has demonstrated that recent immigrants are less likely to receive mental health services. And prior research has also demonstrated that if you have strong family cohesion, you're more likely to receive mental health services. However, prior research has not tested which hypothesis is supported among Asian Americans. And family cohesion, by the way, is defined as affective involvement or bonding within the family. Our research objective was to investigate whether generational status and family cohesion have independent effects on the use of current mental health services, or whether one factor has a stronger association with the use of current mental health services. And current mental health services is services received within the past 12 months. Our data came from the National Latino, Asian, and Latino and Asian American Study, or NLAS for short. NLAS is the largest epidemiological study on mental disorders among Asian Americans in the United States. And our analyses here focuses on Asian Americans only, which comprises of over 2,000 Asian American respondents in the U.S. Again, our main dependent variable is current use of mental health services, which is dichotomized into yes or no. And our two main independent variables is family cohesion and generational status. Family cohesion consists of three items, which include the items: family members like to spend free time with each other, family members feel very close to each other, and family togetherness is very important. And each item is scored on a Likert scale, from 1 to 4, 1 being strongly agreed and 4 being strongly disagreed. And the scale is from 3 to 12, 3 indicating perfect family cohesion or very strong family cohesion, and 12 indicating weak family cohesion. So again, the higher your family cohesion score, the weaker your family cohesion. Generational status is a categorical variable, which includes first generation, second generation, and third generation. First generation consists of the immigrant respondents who were not born in the U.S. And second generational respondents include those who were born in the U.S. Third generational or later includes those who were born in the U.S. and have at least both parents also born in the U.S. And our study findings includes our descriptive statistics. More than half were female. The mean age was 41 years old. And about 7 in 10 persons were married. 23% were not married. And the remaining were divorced, widowed, or separated. Majority of the respondents were insured. 87% had public or private insurance. And less than 2 in 10 persons lived in poverty. And in terms of age at time of immigration, about 42% immigrated to the U.S. between the ages of 18 and 34, followed by 17% 35 years old or older, 13% 12 or younger, and 5% between 13 and 17 years of age. More than 1 in 10 persons had a DSM-IV disorder. And 3/4 of the respondents were first generation respondents. And the mean family cohesion score was 4. So that means that majority of the respondents scored a 1 or 2 on each of the 3 family cohesion items. So this bar graph shows the percent of the respondents who received current mental health services by generational status. So you will see that successive generational status There was a significant difference by generational status. The successive generation were more likely to receive mental health services. So about 19% of third generation respondents received mental health services, and only 7% of first generation received mental health services. And overall sample, about 8.6%. And this bar graph shows that shows the mean family cohesion score of those who use or did not use current mental health services. So you'll see here that those who said they did use mental health services had a mean family cohesion score of 4.7, as opposed to those who did not and had a mean score of 3.9. Again, this shows that weaker family cohesion, if you had a weak family cohesion score, you're more likely to use mental health services. Here you'll see that this is the unadjusted analyses of current use of mental health services. There's no for family cohesion, the weaker your family cohesion score, the more likely you were to receive services. For second generational respondents versus first generation, which is the reference group, that was not significant for the unadjusted analyses, but it was significant for third generation or later. So I contemplated whether or not to include this graph because it can be deceiving in some ways, because it includes the interaction of family cohesion and generational status, which is a little bit difficult to interpret. But nevertheless, I want to include the adjusted analyses here and just give you a visual depiction for those who prefer to see things visually. Again, family cohesion is significant here. Second generational status remains not significant, and third generation remains significant. But this is probably a slide that it's better to easier to interpret the findings. Summary of the principal findings. Like I said earlier, weaker family cohesion was significantly associated with current use of mental health services. And then the impact of generational status on mental health service use was significant for third generation versus first generation Asian Americans, but the impact varies with family cohesion score. So for example, if you have two persons with all the same covariate score and the perfect family cohesion score of 3, then the person with third generational status were significantly more likely to receive mental health services versus the first. And then the opposite, or the extreme end of things, those who had the weakest family cohesion score of 11 or 12, and those who were third generation were significantly less likely to receive services. So it just depends on what your score is for everything else. The strength of this presentation is that it includes a large sample size of over 2,000 Asian Americans. And it addresses a very important yet understudied area of research among Asian Americans. And it also controlled for social desirability bias. However, the limitation is that it is cross-sectional in nature. So we're unable to distinguish whether mental health care or mental health problems may have caused family conflicts. And our primary recommendations include the fact that there is a need for primary care and other providers to consistently screen for mental health status, as it appears that those who need treatment might not be getting it, might not be getting detected, and therefore might not be getting it. In addition, programs should also target recent immigrants and individuals without a strong family support system to receive services. And this presentation is made possible by a University Research Council Faculty Travel Award from University of Hawaii at Manoa. And please feel free to contact us if you have any questions. Thank you.
We have a couple of minutes. We can take questions.
Yeah, I have a question. I was wondering, did you look at different types of mental health service utilization? And the reason that
yes.
I ask is that I've done some work in San Francisco with psychiatric emergencies, and we found that when family members were involved in Asian patients with family member involvement, they came in at much greater levels of severity, but they were
At the general?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was there before.
Oh.
I actually have a slide, I believe, because we don't have we only have 15 minutes. So, look, there we go. It's kind of a lot of information, but we definitely looked at it by mental health care type, psychiatrist, psychologist, and found that the significant ones were medical doctor, social worker, counselor, religious or spiritual, and self-help hotline internet. So weaker family cohesion indicated that you're likely to receive services with those types of mental health care. And so medical doctor, social worker, counselor, religious or spiritual person, and self-help hotline internet. So in terms of weaker family cohesion for those types, and for generational status, psychiatrist, social worker, and religious spiritual were significant. Yeah.
But in terms of like emergency services versus outpatient?
Oh, no. We unfortunately didn't specify that level of detail. Yeah.